This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, their member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Golf carts are permitted on many streets in Harbor Beach, but a city ordinance set several restrictions on when, where, and how they can be operated. Under Ordinance 222, which took effect in 2017, anyone driving a golf cart on city streets must be at least 16 years old and have a valid driver's license. Golf carts are limited to a maximum speed of 15 miles per hour. They also cannot be driven on streets or highways with speed limits above 30 miles per hour, except when crossing those roads. The ordinance specifically prohibits golf carts from traveling along state trunk line highways, including M25 and M142. Drivers are allowed to cross a state highway while traveling on a city street, but must use the most direct route across. Golf carts must generally stay as close to the right side of the roadway as practical. If the city provides a designated and usable golf cart path alongside a street or highway, operators are required to use it. Golf carts are prohibited from sidewalks intended for pedestrians. There are also limits on operating hours. Golf carts cannot be driven on city streets from a half hour before sunset until a half hour after sunrise. The ordinance does not require golf cart drivers or passengers to wear crash helmets, and carts operated under the ordinance are not required to be registered under the Michigan Vehicle Code provision cited by the city. Drivers are still required to follow applicable vehicle signaling requirements, and anyone who violates the city's golf cart ordinance can be cited for a civil infraction. Harbor Beach adopted the ordinance following a first reading in February of 2017 and a second reading that April. It became effective May 8, 2017. And the ACW Unionville Fire Department Rescue had a busy Wednesday morning, August 19th, at about 7:40 a.m., the Unionville Fire Department was dispatched to the end of Vassar Road, which is a dead-end road outside of Unionville, for the report of a vehicle in the water with a single occupant inside. When first responders arrived on scene, they found a Jeep Wrangler stranded in about 3 to 4 feet of water, about 100 yards from the shoreline. Firefighters donned special water rescue suits and deployed a rapid deployment craft to reach the vehicle. Rescue personnel conducted an immediate medical assessment on scene while taking all necessary precautions before safely transferring the occupant from the water to the RDC and transporting the person back to the shoreline. The driver was alive and well, and the patient's care was turned over to the ACW Ambulance Service and MMR for evaluation. The Unionville Fire Department crew remained on the scene to assist DNGA towing in safely extracting the vehicle from the water. All units cleared the scene at about 9:45 a.m. The Unionville Fire Department thanked the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, ACW Ambulance, MMR, and D&J Towing for their assistance and seamless interagency cooperation during the incident. And Michigan is putting millions of additional state dollars into defense infrastructure and maritime workforce training with new investments aimed at the Selfridge Air National Guard Base and Michigan shipbuilding industry. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced $5.9 million from the state's Make It in Michigan Competitiveness Fund for a new cybersecurity and systems integration facility at Selfridge in Macomb County. The planned 25,000 square foot facility will include laboratories, classrooms, vehicle storage, and offices focused on cybersecurity for military and commercial vehicles. State officials say the project is expected to support 107 construction jobs and leverage $29.5 million in federal funding. The latest funding comes in addition to a $152 million state investment approved in May for infrastructure improvements at Selfridge as it prepares for the new F-15EX fighter jets and KC-46A refueling aircraft. The base has an estimated annual economic impact of $850 million and supports approximately 30,000 jobs statewide. Another $3.6 million is going towards Michigan's maritime manufacturing workforce. The money will help train as many as 720 workers for shipbuilding and related industries and will leverage an additional $8 million in federal funding. Michigan is home to approximately 300 shipbuilding suppliers. The Michigan Maritime Manufacturing Initiative began in 2024 and works with community colleges to prepare workers for fields including welding and machining, while also introducing K-12 students to maritime manufacturing careers. The state says combined investments are intended to strengthen Michigan's defense industry while expanding opportunities for workers in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, and shipbuilding. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
It's five big days at Ashley and Bad Axe, Thursday through Monday, August 20th to the 24th. And the savings are everywhere. Take 25% off regular price items store-wide, plus 15% off Orange Tag floor models, and choose from 1, 2, or 5-year no-interest financing. Restrictions may apply. Visit us in-store for details, and the savings don't stop there. Shop all major mattress brands at Ashley and Bad Axe. Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep. Twins starting at $119, full starting at $288, and 12 queen mattresses between $288 to $488. Dressers and chests start at just $199, and accessories are 40 to 80% off. Plus, register to win an Ashley gift card valued at $100, $250, or even up to $500. No purchase necessary. It's all on sale, and it's all happening Thursday through Monday, exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Patricia Ann Essenmaker, 88 years old, passed away on August 18, 2026. Patricia was born on October 5, 1937. Patricia married Floyd Essenmaker on October 5, 1957, and they were married for 31 years before he passed away. Patricia is survived by her sons Tony and Mark, daughter Susan and Debbie, brothers, sisters. She's also survived by her grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren, with another one on the way. A massive Christian burial will be at 12 p.m. on Friday, August 21st, 2026 at St. Michael Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. at the church until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep, he only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for 6 generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With 4 locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we back with your national and international news. The United States Army has officially cleared its fleet of AH-64 Apache attack helicopters to resume flight operations following a temporary safety grounding. The fleet pause was instituted following a fatal training crash in Texas that resulted in the deaths of 2 service members. Military aviation safety officials confirmed the preliminary inspections revealed no systemic mechanical defects across the active fleet. Flight units across domestic military bases will re-engage in training schedules under enhanced safety monitoring directives. Army officials emphasize that investigators are continuing to review localized environmental factors and maintenance records from the Texas unit to establish a definitive cause of the accident. And the United Arab Emirates formally suspended commercial trade connections with Iran after coming under renewed regional missile targeted attacks. UAE diplomatic representatives stated that commercial shipping and cross-border maritime commerce will remain halted until regional security conditions stabilize. The trade freeze marks a significant diplomatic shift in the Persian Gulf, severing vital economic corridors between the two neighbors. Regional economic experts warn that prolonged trade disruptions will hit localized shipping lanes and re-export markets across the Middle East. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
It's the 5 biggest days of summer, exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Take 25% off regular price items store-wide, 15% off Orange Tag floor models, and accessories are between 40 to a whopping 80% off. But hurry in, because these deals are only available Thursday, August 20th through Monday, August 24th. And when they're gone, they're gone. You can even buy now and pay later with no interest financing for 1, 2, or 5 years. Just stop in store and ask us how. There's sleep gallery savings too. At Ashley at Bad Axe, you can shop all major mattress brands. Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep. Twins from $119. Foals from $288, and 12 queen mattresses priced $288 to $488 while supplies last. And while you shop, register to win an Ashley gift card, $100, $250, or $500. No purchase necessary. Everything is on sale exclusively at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.